Tabe holds a pasuk like Rashi's pshat. This is the pshat of Moshe Shekhar. That they have reference to the nerves, the sacral nerves that branch out in the sacral area. V'ad b'chlal, v'chumre. He paskens, v'chumre. V'im nifziku echot mishnei chutei pitzurim v'sheini mushnei, treif. Aval im nifziku chutei chutei pitzur ha-shlishi k'sheo uveif hu treif ezachut ad ben ha-gbayim ha-scholas ha-mokin sh'mukhbom v'il. But we saw that there are 2 days in the tour. So then, the Mechaber paskens that it's only treifo up to the point where it begins, where the wings articulate with the goof, not up to the lower extremities of the wings. But then he says, "Yesh matrifin beiv ad became kloi shchiva so etzem amchuv al goof." Vochenoi im loy behefset no. Now, nitlo akovei, but mishayer imenu klum, so it's treife. So the Gemara has a kasha, holy shayer imenu klum kshayro, avu gavu havik azayis. So it doesn't matter how much is left of the liver. As long as something is left of the liver, even though it's less than a kazayis, it's a minimum liver, so it's still kshayro. Vatnan, nitlo akovei shayer imenu kazayis kshayro, omar Rav Yosef lo ikash. So there are 2 pshat in Rashi. One is just the reverse of the other. What man can be look shade at Maslis? That when it's a kshero, if it's not lakoved, then it's time in a kazayis. But if less than a kazayis of the liver remains, it's rape. Oh, so, hore pri o shim rebe, vod re pri e zorik lo. Reb shim rebe mat vilo, visimon och, ashir in mikam tzim. Reb shim rebe was an osher. That was just, the Gemara didn't mean to talk Lashon Hara against him. Just as a simen, in other words. Not that he was a he was stingy. Just as a simen to remember. Zorik lo rebeimo. So, Reb shim rebe was accustomed to throw away a behemoth. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Zorik was accustomed to throw away a behemoth in which the major portion of the liver was taken out, and the kazayis did not remain. So he used to throw away such behemoths. Why did he throw away such behemoths? I mean, it's for tashris. Obviously, he held that it's also his treif, so he had to throw it away. Had he held that it's kshayo, why should he throw away a behemoth in which the major portion of the liver was taken out and less than a kazayis of the liver remained? So that means that Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, according to so zorik lo behemoth, shel nishtal kazayis according to so treif, and Rav Chiya zorik lo, and Rav Shimon bar Rebbe madbel. So Rav Chiya held that it's that even if a mashukov it remains, but if it's less than a kazai, so it's straight. That's why Rav Chiya is orik. And Rav Shimon bar Rebbe is madlo, eichlo. So why do they say it dipped? Because whatever they ate, they dipped it in something, in a certain sauce. So that means Rav Chiya, that means Rav Shimon bar Rebbe was accustomed to eat a behemoth from which the liver was, the major portion of the liver was removed, and only mashu remained, because Rav Shimon bar Rebbe held that as long as there is a mashu liver remaining, so it is kshero, and Rav Chiya, he held that if less than a kazayis of liver remains, so then it's treif. Madbilo eichlo, b'chol machol al timu chemet zicharizis. Kach shomayim. That's one pshat. Avu nira deinai, but Rashi. That's the pshat he heard from his rabbi. But Rashi's own pshat is something else. Avu nira deinai, b'yisa v'heter, torif u'machshira v'shayich le'misne. So why does he use the Russian? He threw it away. Who is interested in knowing what he did with it? Whether he threw it away or he gave it away to a goy, I mean, it's the importance. He could have given it away to Igoy too. I mean, it's not important for us to know that he threw it away. The important thing is that he didn't eat it, because he considered trade. And Reb Shimon bar Rebbe ate it. So the Gemara should say, Reb Chiya matri, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe machshia. Why did the Gemara say, Reb Chiya is zorikley and he is stubborn? Tori, I will be in the beast of head, Tori, Mir Shav 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 Shav. We saw a command with Shai Abay, who mistabre the Horeko. Reb Chiya zorik, now, according to the Pshat of the Rabbi, Sof of Rashi, so Reb Chiya is the Machmir, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe is the Maker. Und mis tabo de kontrast ka da way. Und mis tabo da ik kom. Reb Chiya zori klili kovich po bey. Vilo yo eichle. Du ha ve khoshim. Vi Reb Shimon mad, it's a very strange chat. So le kanto. Reb Chiya is the maker, le kontrast is pia. And Reb Shimon is the mach. Reb Chiya zori klili kovich po bey. Vilo yo eichle. La ve khoshim. שימן מאד בלי די אפל קאנס לאב בוסו קוכלי מישן ברוס די קוסו באר מי שומע טרו יביי כי די קיין וואן ברוך איז קול נש קול נפש מייש נפש וואט אבער איז אימפורטנט פאר די לייף פון אב די בלחאי איז איז א ווערי אימפורטנט פוד פאר די האלט אב א פרסן סם מייל קול נפש מייש נפש Everything that is indispensable for the functioning of the behemoth is a basic foodstuff for the health that is indispensable for the health of the person. So I'm a little bit of 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 a little bit ul repriye loy boye ki lo hal iz arucho el shi yu report moke talye di more di shi yu be moke more bin so a kont rash is pshat repriye is a maker in other words according to repriye so even if there is a masho left so it's kshayo so me mele It wasn't necessary food for him, so he didn't eat it. Mashein kine konit Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. So according to him, so it's only kshero if a substantial portion of the liver remains. So me mele, so you need more of it in order to be meishiv nefesh. That's why Reb Shimon bar Rebbe was mad. Reb Chiya loy boye ki lo zarucho. Elo shiyu reputi. Mokin tali di moro. Di shiyu rebi mokin moro bino. Kid likamo. Likamo, in other words, according to Reb Chiya, as long as the masha of the liver remains in the animal attached to the gallbladder, so then the behemoth can live already. The behemoth can live already. So in other words, the other part of the... So what is important, what is indispensable for the life of the behemoth, a small piece, a minimum liver, in the gallbladder area. So mimele, only a minimum liver in the gallbladder area is indispensable for the life of the behemoth. So as a meishiv nefesh is the same thing. So only that part of the liver is meishiv nefesh, but the other portion of the liver that is not near the gallbladder is not meishiv nefesh, because kol nefesh meishiv nefesh. Whatever is indispensable for the life of the animal is meishiv nefesh, is indispensable for the health of the person. So mimele. So that's a raya. So the Gemara mentions that Reb Chiya was accustomed to throw away the kovet of the behemoth. Why? Because he considered as the essential part of the liver only that small piece that is adjacent to the to the gallbladder. But the rest of the liver is not important. So mainly it was not important as a source of life, so it wasn't important as a meishiv nefesh for his health. So that's why he didn't eat it. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Shimon, so a substantial portion of the liver is indispensable for the life of the animal. So as a meishiv nefesh, also a substantial portion of the liver was necessary. That's why he was accustomed to be madbil the liver. Ashirim mikamtzim, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, Bnei Shal Nosi, Hoyo, Umikamets, Lo Shoyim, Atra. In other words, he didn't throw away. So that means, as a way to remember it, it doesn't mean that he did it because he was stingy. He did it because, according to him, it was a basic organ. The substantial portion of the liver was a basic organ, and mainly it was a basic foodstuff as a meishiv nefesh. But in order to remember it, we should remember that the one who was rich, I mean, did not throw away any liver. Hahupilmok Pulmese, there was a battalion, the Osalik Pumpadise, and they occupied Pumpadise. Also Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef were fugitives. They had to escape because this regiment of soldiers was determined to harass the Jews. So the Meile, they had to escape from Pumpadise. Also Rav Yosef, Pogam Rav Zeira. So as they were fleeing, escaping, Rav Zeira met them. So he said to them, Arukoye, fugitives, refugees, Kazai Shom, who Bimokimo. In other words, that the Kazais that has to remain in order that should be Ksheiro has to be Bimokimo, near the gallbladder. Ravade Barave Omar, Bimokim Shechai. Bimokim Shechai. So Rashi says, Arukoye, Mila Minoye, Homilse, Kazai Shomu Mokimoye. But then there is another Lashon, Bimokim Shechayo, Shakovet Chayo Mishom, the Haina Mikom Koyoso, Kishimiur, Dvukot Arasakloes. So one Pshat is, Mokim Shechayo means that it has to be near the kidneys, Zenirli, Umetsosi, which there is another Pshat, that Mokim Shechayo means near the diaphragm, Biseras Akovet, Rein Trafshi. The diet. So, Omar Rav Pope Hilkach. So, since there was a machlekes where the kazais that has to remain of the liver has to be near the gallbladder or b'mokim shachayo the diaphragm. So, mele we need two gzeisim of the liver should remain. Hilkach b'inon kazais b'mokim moro. Ubinon Kazai's Mokim Shechai. Bikalai's Mokim Shechai. Boy Rabbi Yamin, Mislakit Ma. Suppose there is a Kazai's of liver, but it's not together. Let's say you have one piece, and then part of the liver was cut out, and then you have another piece, but it's not together. The Kazai's. So is it Kshe or not? Kiritsu Ma. Suppose it is in the form of a strip the liver that remained. Bo boy ravashi kazayis mirudotma. Mirudot. So Rasha says mirudot elongated. Suppose the kazayis liver, so the shape is an elongated shape. Vigora mechitzo. Vigora mechitzo. Is a chair or a tray? Tape. Boy, many rabs reikim rabam. Nidal the law covet, umuro bitrapshel. Suppose the covet was not removed, but it was torn away, but it's still attached to the diaphragm. Ma, Omar, lay dildul zayni yedeya ma. I don't understand what child, what father he had. Monefshah. Ili mandoma abimokim homo oi. So, according to mandoma, who says that there has to be a kazais of the liver, should remain joined to the gallbladder, so what do you care that it was torn away? As long as it is still attached to the gallbladder, so it's kshayo. And ili mandoma abimokim shechayo, to the diaphragm, so ike. So even if it was torn away, partial. Umuro bitav shefer, kam kat v'kam yad v'kula kayemes. Hoi kvare kula kayemes. Hoi kula kayemes. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, so for next time, so you should go over the Gemara. You should go over the Gemara up to Daf Mem Zayinu of Beis, the second line, up to Omar Afram, Hayrei Didam Yeluv Setrei. That means if the outer membrane was pierced, the Amule Chomet Atoy. Some say that the Mishnah means if the inner membrane was pierced. Omar Rav Yisrael Bar Nun, Omar Rav Nachman, V'simono och kitune divrode di manches beire. Like a rose coat in which the reye is lying, is enclosed. In other words, because the inner membrane is red. So that's in order to remember it, so you should think of a rose. Vered is a rose, a flower. So a rose coat in which the ray is enclosed. That's a way of remembering. Pshite. I in kefiloye v'lo in kef tatoye, tatoye mei. Chidrap. So if the inner membrane, if the outer membrane was punctured, and the inner membrane hard, so the inner membrane certainly protects the lung. Chidrap. Chidrop. Yom HaRobe, Hay Reye Diiglet, Ki Ayhine, Tsum Kekshir. In other words, if the Reye was peeled off, in other words, the outer membrane was peeled off, and it was peeled off, and it looks like a red date. Like a red date, because the inner membrane is red. So Kshir. Why? Because since the inner membrane is intact, so the lung is protected. But suppose the inner membrane is punctured and the outer membrane is intact. Make it a loy mei. That's the shayla. So the Gemara says, "Pligi bo Ravacha v'Rabin, chadomah loy mei, v'chadomah mei, v'hilches emeikin." In other words, that it's making either way. Not only if the outer membrane was punctured and the inner not, but even if the inner was punctured and the outer not, so it's still naked, so it's still kshero. So when is it treif? Only both membranes are punctured. All right. Kidrav Hilcha is naked. Kidrav Yeisef. Doma Rav Yeisef. Hay reye de afshe. Suppose you see that the reye de long produces a sound. It produces a sound. So, iyadinon heicha afshe. So, I mean, the fact that it produces a sound, that there is a certain buzz emanating from the reye, that in itself does not make the behemoth reye. But this is a reye. This gives rise to a chshoshe. Maybe there is a negative. Maybe there is a negative. So, hay reye de afshe. Iyadinon heicha afshe. So if we know the source of the sound, which part in the reye the sound comes from, mispimla gatve, oyroike oygile. So you put on that spot that from which the sound comes, you put on that particular spot a feather or spittle or straw oygile. If it causes it to bubble, when you put a feather on the spot that produces a sound, and then it starts bubbling, so treifen, that shows that there is a naked. V'loikshel. V'loikshel. V'ilu yadino neche afshel. So that is, if we know the exact spot from which the sound comes, so then we can very easily test it by putting a feather on that spot. But suppose we don't know the exact spot from which the sound comes. V'ilu yadino neche afshel. My sinon metichlete de mayim pshur. So we bring a basin with lukewarm water, and we put the lung inside the lukewarm water. Only lukewarm water, hot water not. Because if we put the lung, if we were to put the lung in hot water, it will start to shrivel. The lung will start to shrivel. Shrivel. And we can put the lung in cold water, because the mitarashe, then it will harden. We put the lung in lukewarm water, with afchinalo, and we inflate the lung. So if it starts bubbling, you see, so if you know the exact spot, so then you can easily test it by just putting feather. You don't have to put the whole lung in water. But if you don't know the exact spot that produces the sound, but you know there is a certain spot that produces the sound, so then we have to put it in lukewarm water, and we have to blow the lung, we have to inflate it. So then if when we inflate the lung it starts bubbling, it's a raya that there is an ekev. That's why it starts bubbling. V'loi, but if it doesn't start bubbling, even when we inflate the lung, when we blow the lung in lukewarm, while it's placed in lukewarm water, so kshel, because if it does not bubble, so then there is no nekev. So then you ask, if there is no nekev, so why is there a sound? Why does it produce a sound? So the conclusion is tatoi inken. The inner membrane of the lung was perforated. Uloy eloy inken. But the outer membrane was not perforated. Why the apshe? Why is there a sound? Because the air, the bene bene, because that is brought about the vibrations of the molecules of air that enter, since there is a nekev, so then it comes out, and it cannot, because through the nekev in the inner membrane, and it cannot come out. So since the air, the molecules of air cannot pass, so they cause, there is pressure, they cause a vibration. That's why there is a sound. There's a vibration of the air between the inner membrane and the outer membrane. So it cannot come out there. So mimele it causes a vibration. Let's see the Rashi. Kitune de Vrodi. Mal b'shodeim shorein menachas bein. Shorein menachas bein. Vrodi al shei shekrum tachti nodumu. Kedamrino lekamon, ki ayin esumki. The eaglet. Shenitl krum elye. It was peeled off completely, the outer membrane. V'hufshat. Mui gludo de maslis. What is gludo? That's one of the traitors. So gludo means that the skin, the hide, was taken off from the living being. Alright. So here it means it was peeled off, the outer membrane. So only the inner membrane is left. And that looks like a red date. The afshe, it produces a sound. When you blow it, so it produces a sound. As if air would come out. So that gives rise to the sophic, maybe there is an ekev. So the air passes through, there's a lot of air that passes through the nekev, so that produces a sound. So if we know this particular spot that produces a sound, so then we don't have to put it in water. So we just put a feather or a gile spittle or a straw or a rake spittle. משילן עלי סימוקים כנוף גילה קש ספרו אם מבד בצה אם יצטעת בובלינג היי ריקה מחמס המפיחה ביודוע שיהי שם נקד שהרוח יצא משם that's why it starts bubbling טריפה משם ראי שניקבו וירוי ידינו מי חפשי but we don't suppose we can determine the exact spot that produces the sound so then we can test it through a feather then we have to test it by placing it in lukewarm water פעמים שיוכל הפכיל לשמיע זה איזה מהיכן כל זה נשמע מה עשינו משחילתם קונויה בלעס, that's a basin that's a million, maybe it's less maybe it's the same word like you can, I don't know דמי פשוע ומסבינו lukewarm water לכל הרי לסייכון so we have to put the whole lung in it שכל בוקם שיש בו נקב יבץ בצוע מים so without knowing the particular spot that produces the sound it will start bubbling if there is a nekev but if there is no nekev the kaftama it shrivels when nekev nistam vein zum tike yof the mitala shalo makshim is okev and it hardens vi mein shom nekev bikomo elien vi yesh nekev vitachtei miskaro elien mach ma shum kolush u mai mak hakorin meischine iso kish miskash so in other words so sometimes there was no penetrating nekev but as a result of putting it in the cold water so the nekev will be widened now it's like this it's only the inner membrane that was perforated and outer not but as a result of putting it in the cold water now so the whole it will become bigger than nekev and to become penetrating nekev but my makor meischene so kish miskash tatoy ink so if it bubbles it's right there's a nekev that's why it bubbles but if it doesn't bubble so then the question arises but it bubbles it doesn't at the same time it produces a sound if it produces a sound there must be vibration now if there is vibration so the natural reason as to why there is vibration is because there is a nekev but if there is a nekev then it would bubble so in other words it doesn't bubble but it still there is vibration in other words air starts is trying to pass through but it can't pass through why because the outer membrane is not perforated so mainly it causes vibration and bubble it can because there is no full nekev but it causes vibration so it's kshayo tatoy ni inke va ruach hitzim bifnim derach hanekev ven yoch lot is chutz mit likum elyin shemegin ven nichnas ruach li ben beis akrumim so it exerts pressure the air exerts pressure on the outer membrane So that causes the vibration and the sound. Lefich ha-mashmeske. Alright. Guf. Omar Rob. Hay rege di iglat ka hine suke kshir. If a lung was peeled off and it remained like a red day, it's a kshir. In other words, the inner membrane is intact. Ve Omar Rob. Rege she dimo miktoso kshir. Kulo treifo. Narezi fireye is completely red so then it is straight but if it is partly red it's shale only rabin l'rove miktsose my time why do you say that if the mare is only miktsose red so then it's shale because the hadre bori because it will disappear in other words it's not indicative of a basic organic defect in the ray of a nekev or it's not even indicative that it's destined to become nikuvo later on so that's why you say so even if it's completely red so also hadra bor it will be cured of that condition it's destined to be cured of that condition so merely it shouldn't be treated merely tanye כל נאמע דער בוי מילי טאני און שוש קוצ מומוס מאצ יצ מן דעם דאס לקע בישאַץ דאס לקע בישאַץ סו איף סאמון איז חייב איף סאמון איז חייב איף סאמון איז חייב איש מיין שוצ אין מאמול מיט היער they have an iskin so even if the dam does not come out and the dam is nitzram in bachutz and doesn't come out he's still chayim, because they have an eya. Hashem, if it's the other shrotzim, not the Shmini Shotzman Mugatiyo, who do not have a real heir. So then, only when a chayiv, if dam comes out, in other words, if I inflict an injury upon another Shotzim, not the Shmini Shotzim, and dam comes out, lechut, then I'm chayiv mishim chayiv. But if dam doesn't come out, just nitzcha, so I'm not chayiv. So mi lo itanye, ushosh kotzim omosim, achi yeitzim in dam. Now let's see the Rashi. Milo itanye, ushosh kotzim omosim, ktanim, kein tzvadei, videim lehen. Sheir on rach, chutz mishmen esrotzim, sheir on kosh, it doesn't mean that the other shotzim, ein lo meir. So Rashi explains, it doesn't mean it doesn't have any air at all. It has a very thin skin. Sheir on rach, chutz mishmen esrotzim, sheir on kosh, ein chayim olim bishabes, mishim chayveir, ashe teitzim em tipas dam, ve'abo bishim yitzra adam, ve'edim meirom bachutz. Even though it becomes red, sometimes you hit a person or you hit an animal, and dam doesn't come out, but you see that it becomes, the skin is completely red. That's nitzra adam. So bashmina shrotzim yachay mishim chavur. But by the other shrotzim, only if dam mamish comes out. But if it becomes red, not. Sha'at she takes him until the dam, vavav bishim nitzra adam, ve'edim eirom bachut. Even though the whole skin became red, ein ze lakus. Dimiteich she'ir rachu mimayol ha'adim. Because in other shrotim, so in the other shrotim, since the skin is very thin, so it very quickly becomes red. So in other words, it very quickly comes red, and it will quickly becomes red, and quickly the redness will disappear. Mashmino shrotim, they have a very thick skin, so memele, it doesn't so quickly become red. And if it did become red, so that means that it will not be cured, you see. So why do they consider it as a nekev? In other words, you did not say after all, just the imare red does not make the behemoth red. It's only if the long has a nekev, or it's destined to get a nekev. So why should you say that if it's completely red, so that it has an ekef, or it's destined to become an ekef? No, it doesn't indicate that there is an ekef, and it doesn't indicate that it's destined to have an ekef. It will be no probability, it will be cured. So, v'chiteime, lishmeno shrotzim, damim lo nitayim yisra adam, but here, talking of a behemo, so a behemo is analogous to shmeno shrotzim, that has a very hard skin, not to the other shrotzim that has a very thin skin. So that's why, if it is completely red, so then we say treifo, because since the behemoth does not has a relatively hard skin, and still it became completely red, so it's a raya, either that it became perforated, or that it's destined to become perforated. It's an incurable condition. So, v'chiteim lishmini shrotzim idaminon, ditoni b'ufiri chasrotzim, nitzcha adam v'nesam b'mokimech, afo b'shlo yotzo, itani, zadam v'shlo yotzo, yoche, afo b'mikzos aname, elo lo ish. So in other words, the Gemara says that in either case, so Rashi explains the Gemara, elo lo ish. In other words, lo ish means there is no difference between Et dimo mikzoso and dimo kulo. But Rashi explains Loishno that even a dimo kulo is kshayo, because it doesn't indicate any naked. There is another pshat, the rach. The rach's pshat is a Loishne that even a dimo mikzoso is. I mean, that's just the reverse of Rashi. Alright, now the Rashi. V'chiteimu, shvini shrotzim damim notan lebu p'vire kashrotzim, misra adam nesim mokmechot, dayin ehedim oim lachut, avol pishol yotzu, mikol osom chabur ashin chizeres, it's irretrievable, incurable. Tachidim shehedim oim lachut, v'yadu ashin ikro yom lefnim, v'yisei folinokit, v'yrotzeis, v'ochen ame lahai kru, d'irei, chashes leikei ogomo, we consider the membrane of that reye, like the skin of the shmini shrotzim, shrotzim, וכן אמר הייתכם דרי חש לי כרגומו, ואוכל בפורש אוסום, דיבהם על דיסלי, הלך עבור לבן על דיסלי, אלו יחשיב לך עבור לאח צחס דם, ואח מסניתי כמה ישראל ידע, נהיר את אני. אלו לא ישנה, דיבי עם כולו, בי מקסוס או כשאירו, כי דום לי כמה עונה דום הכשאיר או מדרבנוס. הדום הכשאיר מדרבנוס. But, דהבה מנה דגימור אהלד, that Hedima Kulo is treif. But Rashi explains it. Why was it treif? Not on the basis that since it's Hedima Kulo, so the Gemara assumed, so that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. But it's symptomatic of a nekev that is destined to occur. Even though Rashi Shita is Legabi Sirches, in addition alone, so that's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. Tesis is chelik. So Rashi could be expected since vis-a-vis a Sirche in a way. So Rashi explains it on the basis of that a Sirche is symptomatic, indicative of a nekev that already took place, that here where Dimo Kulo according to Halamine that it was treva is also because it's symptomatic of a negative that already occurred. But you see that Rashi, even Rashi, who Ligabe Sirche explains it on the basis of a negative that already occurred, but Ligabe Dimo Kulo according to Halamine, he explains it on the basis of a negative that is destined to occur. Alright, now let's see the thesis. How is it that Ligabe the Krum Shal Meyach the Gemore doesn't test any shayla? And here there is a whole discussion, and one says yes, and one says no. Then the Maskone is like the one who says that Inkata Toyev Inkev Loye, so it's also me. But why Gabi Krum Shal Meyach? There is no discussion, and here there's a question. So he says, "Lil gabi kum shal meyach liboy ochet the pshita de loy magid shuav v'chozik mashein kei the outer membrane of the lung is not as thick as the outer membrane of the brain." V'il chazemei mitrav yis v'chol tuch lekan krabinu lekule v'lihu tzach liv zekanu mishin boy lasuy et rav yis el loy shne pir shach not like Rash who says loy shne that even dima kulo is sheol pir shach loy shne utreifa that even dima misosa is treifa o pirushei hodo amalikam adum bakshir o mitrav nosen. So, but the question is, there is a Gemara further, that Adumo is Ksheiro, because like Ramnosen, so Ramnosen, when a baby was brought to him, and he saw it was red, so he says the dam was not, the blood was not completely Nivla in the organism. And you'll wait, he told the mother, you'll wait until the dam will be Nivla. And because of that, so the same principle applies to a lung too. In other words, if a baby looks red, it doesn't mean that the baby is very sick. The dam was not as yet nivla, but it's not an incurable condition. So the same thing, so if the lung is red, it's not an incurable condition. So that is contrary to the Rach's pshat. So in other words, so according to the Rach, So when do we say that Adumok Sheo is if it's red, but when you start inflating it, then the redness disappears. So then you see that this is just a temporary condition. Mashenke, if the redness is deeply rooted in the lung and it doesn't disappear as a result of blowing it, no matter how much you blow it, you inflate it, is still the redness doesn't diminish, then it's red. V'chimash mitichil chastreif v'rabbeni gershon v'haak shal v'baal chedil eshrab netam v'vikunt respire shloi shneu k'sheir v'kamon v'chim posar aloch esdeil es v'rab alfes v'rab yakev v'rab obi hoyomeid. Alright. Now. V'yomaron. Yomar. Rehe she yofsho. Mikzosot rehe. If the rehe dried up. So then it's rehe. In other words, in the final stages of tuberculosis, so the lung becomes completely dry. So if it's yofsho, so it's rehe. V'chamo, what degree of yevesho will make it a treifo? Omar Rav Papa Mishmeid Rove Kedish Nifore Bitzepere. In other words, if it is so dry that it will start crumbling when you pass your nail over it. In other words, let's say, when you pass your nail over it. I mean, this is the same semen. I mean, just a coincidence. There is no logical connection. I mean, let's say, Gabi Hadassim or Aroves, the leaves, if you want to know whether it's Yovish or not. So you have to lead your finger over it. If it starts crumbling, breaking, you know, as a result of passing over the finger, so then it's yavish. There's certain swelling, you don't even have to pass your nail over it. You just take them in your hands and they start crumbling all over. Okay, so, if it is so dry that it crumbles by the nail, k'man k'rab yeseh ben ha-mishulim, itanye, izehu yivei isho, v'gabi mumchei, so there we have a machleikis. What is yivesho? To be considered as a mum, so that you can be sheichei the prey of bigvulim. So what Tanakama says is there yivesho shintinoke venimitzia tipazdam. That if, let's say, when you lance it, you pierce it, and it doesn't produce, it doesn't bleed, that's yivesho, that's a mum in a pro. So you can shecht it. So in other words, so Rove accords with Rabbi Yisim Nam Shulem, not with the Rabbono, not with Tanakam. So the Gemara says no. Afilu Teimer Rabbono, that Rove could agree with Tanakam also, that the Gabi Pro, so the criterion is not Tipor Bitzpere, but the criterion is Tinoke Venimitzia Tipazdam. But the Gabi Treves, the criterion is Tipor Bitzpere. Well, it's the question is the eisen of the prayer so dry that it's considered in moon? So the koshol is basically loy hadrebo. So in other words, gabe is in prayer, so it's exposed. So the air, the wind, is shelet, that it's exposed to the elements of nature, to the wind. So mimele, even if it is not so dry that it will start crumbling, but it is dry so that when you lance it, it doesn't bleed. That's not the same degree of dryness as the Tipor Bitzperen. Tipor Bitzperen is more dry. So, but since it's exposed, the eisen of the behemoth is exposed to the wind, to the element of nature, so it's incurable. Even if it doesn't crumble by the spirit, but the room is not exposed to the elements of nature, to the wind. So when is it an incurable condition? Only if it crumbles by the spirit. But if it doesn't crumble by the spirit, it is moderately dry. In other words, when you lance it, it doesn't bleed. So then it's still cured. However, you should have been a hard labor. All right, Rash. Is there a way to get a prayer point in the same show? You see a dam in the way to get a 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 way. Suppose the lung has many scabs. It has black patches. Black spots. Black patches. Chazus. Or suppose it has different maras. Let's say red, green. Chazu say, gvonim gvonim, vidavke hana gvonim, do immediately, the only appearances that are not matri. Ginadumo, yeruko, and so on. Vana will come about lochet. All right, now the next member of one. Omar ameima mishmei derove imakifim bibue. What does it mean imakifim bibue? Imakifim bibue. Let's see the Rash. Imakifim bibue. Bue shenikwa birei. Heyched lemashmi yadet aboche. Dilekel imis, dilmis lebit aboche. Ven yodua imkeinim shchit elachas shchit. In other words, suppose a rei has a cyst. So it's not rei if he has a cyst. But suppose we find that lachas shchit. We open up the reime, we take out the rei. So we see that the rei has a cyst, but the cyst is pierced, is lensed. Now, if we knew, so naturally there is a neke. If the cyst is lens, so it's a neke. But the question is, when did this happen? Did it happen before Shchite? The cyst, the behemoth obviously had a cyst on the lung while it was alive. But maybe while it was alive, the cyst was intact, was not opened. So there was no neke. And lacha Shchite, it was opened up, so the nekif occurred after Shchita, so it doesn't matter. Or maybe the cyst opened up before Shchita, so the mele, a nekif occurred in the rei before Shchita, so it's rei. So, imakifim bibuye, buye shenikvu. Imakifim bibuye means that we cannot compare one cyst with another. Buye is a cyst. We cannot compare one cyst with another. Imakim bibuye. Buye shenikva bereye. Where it was lensed, opened up. Heyched lim mashmish yadet tabach. Dileke lemis lebit tabach. If it is in a place where the average butcher handles it with his hands, so then this is a reasonably attributable circumstance that the cyst was lensed by the handling, by the manipulation of the hands of the butcher. Why should we be chayshish that it was lensed in the lifetime of the behemoth? Why? If the cyst occurs in that part of the lung where every butcher, after shchite, handles it, manipulates it on that spot, so it can reasonably be attributed. So it can reasonably be attributed to that place. It can reasonably be attributed that way. But we are dealing with the case where it's the cyst occurred, not where it's mimash mishiyot et abochen. The lekelemis lebit abochen. Vein yodua im keidem shchite lach ha-shchite. So im ivim bua acheres lehakri. So we could say, let us bring another lung that also has a cyst. An unlensed, a cyst that is not opened up. That was not opened up. So that's clear. And then let's artificially take the other lung that has a cyst that was not lensed and let's lens it. And then let's look how do the two lensed cysts compare with each other. In other words, now the other cyst that we opened up, lacha shchite, so we know it's okay. Now, if this lens cyst looks exactly the way the other one looks, so that will be a raya that this cyst also opened up lacha shchite. Because had it opened up before shchite, somehow it would look different. We can say that. So he said, אם מבין בו האחרס להקי וקרף אסול נקבו ולירייס עם מרה המקום עם שווי כדם מילה כאן בפירקים מעקיפים בראי דהנה מילה ראי אבל כימי שנאסס בו בוי so many times we do rely on our coffee. Our coffee means when we do the same thing to another long and we see whether it looks the same, but that's only if there is no cyst in the ray, so then we could determine. Masha'inke, if there is a cyst in the reye, then we couldn't make a comparison.
Stanvere, Avokim Shinasbu Bui, Mare Nikabo, Shoroso Listanis Kosho, Vishemo Mare Ache Hoyole, Vinishtane. In other words, because since there is a cis, so a cis changes its appearance by the lapse of time. So the Mele, if we see that this other lung that has a cis, in which we lens, has the same appearance as the cyst in question, as the neck in question, so we cannot say, well, it looks the same, so I suppose they've been subjected to the same thing. The other, the cyst in question too, opened up after Shrite. No, because we say, in view of the fact that the cyst changes through the lapse of time, so the cyst in question, at the time, the first moment it opened up, it didn't look like this. This cyst looks like this the first moment it opened up, and the cyst in question looks like this, let's say, many hours later. So in other words, so there is no equation between the two cysts. Bishem marach oyle bishtane kosh makifin mikavis lozu kmo imakifin shtechobies imisachas beitz. Alright. Imakumi veyomarov. The next member. Hanetarte une diskladode leslam dike. Now that's the union of sirfes. That's the union of sirfes. Now, everybody knows what kosher is. And many people, even very orthodox Jews, so if you mention what kosher, they consider you as a fanatic. It's almost a stigma like being identified in the Torah Karta in Yerushalayim. I mean, if you are Zoyan what kosher. The truth is that according to the Mechaber, so not what kosher meat is sofik treif. The Ramo, b'mokim hefset merube, so he is making. But the Ramo himself is not very much in favor of eating not what kosher meat. What does not what kosher meat, what does what kosher meat mean? What kosher meat means, not what kosher meat means that the behemah had a sirch. Now a sirch is indicative of an ekev that occurred, or that is according to Rashi, or that it's destined to occur. What is a sirch? It means an addition. If you have, let's say, an addition on the lung, if, let's say, one lobe of the lung adheres through fibrous tissue to another lobe, and it's not kisidron, so that, according to Rashi, so it's straight. According to Rashi, it's straight, because and according to Tesis, not because the adhesion is indicative of a nekev that already occurred, but this adhesion is destined to break. In other words, there is an adhesion, there is fibrous tissue that adheres one lobe to the other. So that's destined to break away, this adhesion, to open up. When it opens up, so a nekev will occur. In Ekebaker. So the melee, it makes a trait already, because it's destined. So that's the basic machlekin between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, it's indicative of a past nekev, and according to Tesis, it's indicative of a future nekev. That's a sirche. Now, so there are certain sirches that are kosher. Let's say sirche tluyo, a pendant sirche, a sirche, an addition on the long, but it's hanging. So a sirche tluya is kshero. Then leiche b'alme, if it's just moisture, not a real adhesion, then of course real b'alme is certainly kshero. It's certainly kshero. Now, what is, but there is a machlekes rishen. Suppose you have a sirche, that a sirche and the lung, let's say one lobe of the lung adheres to the other lobe of the lung. It adheres, but the attachment is not very firm. In other words, and the sheikhet, by just manipulating with his fingers, by touching it lightly over the adhesion will be, with the sirche will be removed. Not by tearing it. If the sirche is removed as a result of exerting force, then it's treif according to all the sheikh. But suppose it's a very, very loose sirche. And by mishmush alone, just by putting your fingers mildly over the adhesion, the sirche will be removed. So there is a shita that if it is removable readily from mishmush yodayim without force, so then it has a din like real bound. But the Rashba says that one who is matteret is machlut sofik treifes liyisrael. Now the mechaber passes like the Rashba. So that's why the svaradim, I mean, they are more machmir. There are more. Similar to this. So he says, the Sifyot Gimel, the Agoy, V'yesh matirin li mashmish b'sirches, u'mayer behem, and to manipulate with your fingers. V'emrim she'sircho, a real sircho, im yimayi chodom bo kol ayeim, lo itinotik. So it will not be torn away, unless you exert force, you manage to away. So every sircha could be torn away. So, v'lochein kol mokem she'yismayich, wherever it can be manipulated with mishmish yodayim and be removed thereby, it's not a sircha, it's rio ba'om. Teimu lohokim. V'emrim she'ini sircha el rio ba'om. So that's not what kosher means. V'afal pi she'u kulek de'lo, כבר נועגו כל מיני מדינסינו ואין למחס ביודם מאחר שיש להם על מה שיסמכו ומכל מוקים צורך לי סבידי כי יראי הלכים שידע לזוי אלו מהיר ונחס של ינות הגביקח because there is a very thin line between mere mishmush and removing it. I mean, so it's dobar amosol alei. I mean, no one can even control it. So the only control is the Yerushalayim of the Sheikh. But if there is somebody, if the sheikhet is not a real Yerushalayim, so even if he has a number of supervisors who look at the sheikhet, who supervise the sheikhet, and they look how he removes the sirches, they couldn't tell whether he removed it by mere mishmush or he exerted force. Maybe he exerted force, but he knows how to do it, so it will not even be noticed by anyone. So he said, ויצמיקום אותם צורך לי איזה בדיק ירא אלקים שידע לזוי אלי מהיה בנחס של ינתיק בקייח. So he says, ויש מקיימס שאיני אגין לי מהיה יכול למשמש בשיח עסק ועודה אם ניסרו מקמחר, חומק יש לצורך טריף ויש מקיימס שאינו אגו להוקל גם בזה ולוי נראה כסבור הראשי ולוי נראה כסבור הראשי. So in other words, that we shouldn't be ממהיך וממשמש בשיח עסק שלו למייר בברודה ובכל סירחס שהם שלו כסיטרון מאחר שסירחו שלו כסיטרון טריפו מוסקה בגמורה ואין חיליק הלו אין לי שמח הדיב למקילים בין המיוח והמשמושים. So it's not so, everybody says the Ramo is maker, the Ramo is not so maker. He says that ולאים נראה כסבור ראשי נשלו למייר בכל סירחס שהם שלו כסיטרון אבל המינג בירינו עם קרקו למשמי שהוא למייר בכל הסירחס ואין חילוק בין סירחה לסירחה, ונוכי לוכי של מה שכספתי, נאטו בין מייך בסירחס, אם מוי בהפסד מרום. So the Ramo is not so maker. He is only maker, ומוקי בהפסד מרום. So that's a מחלקת רשיינים לגבי סירחו that is easily removable from מישמוש ביודיים, without tearing it. But suppose it's not easily removable, then it's a סירח. But there are two kinds of סירחס. There is a סירחה that is kisidron, and there is a sirche that is shoy kisidron. Ve'yom ha-rove, ha'ne ta'ot ha'une disrich ha'adode leslom diki. Leslom duki. So in other words, you can't even be baiting. In other words, let's say, suppose you'll take the loan. You'll take the loan, you have a sirche, shoy kisidron. Shoy kisidron would be, let's say, now this is, we have, 5 unes and 2 umes. Now, in all the textbooks, so they don't know the distinction between an une and an ume. But they call small lobes and main lobes, large lobes. But what is called the large lobe and the main lobe of the lung, that's called by the Shenim ume. Still, there are some Shenim who don't recognize the distinction between une and ume. They don't recognize the distinction, some Shenim. Because the expression, the term une is mentioned in the Gemara. Time and time again, une is not even mentioned in the Gemara. But the Shenim use, now, here you have, now, So the Gemara then says, Omar Rove, Heyun Yisrael Reye, Apikla Apigavre, Klote Mimine Vitarte Mismele, Vitarte Mismele. So in other words, so the Gemara has reference to the Tzio, or where the behemo is suspended with the legs up. So in other words, it's like this, you see. So when it's suspended. So then the right lung faces your right hand, and the left lung faces your left hand. But like this, so this is my right hand, so this is the left lung, and this is the right lung. So these are the tumes. This is the left tume, the madalong. I mean, the little translation of ume would be the madalong, or as it is called, the main lobe, the main right lobe, and the main left lobe. So this is the main left lobe. That's the umo, hasmolis. And this is the main right lobe, the umo hayiminis. The umo hayiminis, the madalong, the right madalong, so is a little larger than the left madalong. Then the Gemara says that they are tlotemimine, they are three lobes, unes, and in the right lung. Now this is the right lung, this is the right ume, the main lobe, the mother lobe. And then you have three lobes here in the right side. This is a very small one, that's the unam tzois. This one, this is the second one, and this is the third one. Now, so you see this one, so number seven, uno aruchovio. That's on the right side, number seven, uno aruchovio. Number six, that's the small one, that's a very small one. So that's called uno and tzois. Uno and tzois. And number five is mispatzeles, it branches out. So it's called uno mispatzeles. So on the right side, you have three lobes and one ume. And the ume, the mother lung, on the right side is a little larger than the mother lung, you can see it in this diagram, is a little larger. This extends up to here, and this extends up to here. So the right ume is a little larger than the left ume. Now, and so on the right side, you have one ume and three unes. Three unes. In other words, you have una ruchovovo, you have uno emtsois, and you have una mispatzeles. Then on the left side, you have one ume, which is a little smaller than the right ume, and then you have two unes. You have two unes. So you have number three, uno el lleno, and then you have number four, uno mishucho kecheitz. You see how it's shaped. So it's called uno mishucho kecheitz. So in other words, altogether you have five unes. Five unes and two umes. Or you can call it seven lobes. As a matter of fact, there are some Rishonim who refuse to recognize a distinction between ume and une. They say, Rashi in the Tshuva says, V'chimplidas ha-sheitim, she-keirim lo-ze ume ve-lo-zo yune, nishane sabim. So Rashi himself doesn't recognize the distinction between ume and une. It's just a question of the larger lobe of the lung and the smaller lobe of the lung. So in other words, but anyway, the way Rishonim call it is that the smaller things, that's called unes, and the big thing, the main lobes, are called umes. Umes. So, suppose you have shaloi kisidron. In other words, let's say, suppose here you have three unes. This une, number seven, number six, and number five. So suppose this une, that is number 7, Una Huchavob, would adhere to Una number 5, to the Una Mespatzalas. That will certainly be Shaloi Kisifon. If there will be an attachment, an adhesion, between the Una number 7, which is Una Huchavob, and Una number 5, Una number 5, that is the Una Mespatzalas, then it's certainly Shaloi Kisifon. You see, if the addition is between Una number 7, Una number 7, Una Aruchavovo, and Una number 6, so then it could be Kisidron too, you see, because they are close, they are adjacent. So then you could have a case where it's Kisidron, but Kisidron. But between the Une 7, and Une number 5, so if there is an addition between these two, between the Una Aruchavovo and the Una Mispatzeles, so then it's certainly Shaloi Kisidron. So it's certainly Shaloi Kisidron. So then, even if you take the long and you put it in lukewarm water, and you test it, so it doesn't mean anything. So it doesn't bubble, it doesn't mean anything that it doesn't bubble. It doesn't mean anything. Because so less lem dike, but dike is not effective. Now, so, ve'yomarot, kane talte une dischicha la'adode, less lem dike. In other words, even a dike is not effective. So even if you put the long in lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, it doesn't mean anything. It's still trailing. What would be an example of kisidron if there is an addition between Une number 7, which is the Una Aruchavov, and the Una Emtzois? They are close to each other. And suppose the addition takes place between the incision of the Uno Aruchavovo and the incision, the cut of here, here is the cut of the Uno Aruchavovo, and here is the incision, the cut of the Uno Emtzois. Suppose there is fibrous tissue that adheres this Une with that Une, that would be Kisidron according to Rishen. You see, there is a machlekes Rishenim. Suppose there is an addition migav ligav. Suppose one would lie on the other, you see, and would be adhered. Suppose somehow this Une would lie on that Une. That would be migav ligav upon the Une Emtzois, and there would be fibrous tissue attaching it. So then there is a machlekes Rishenim whether that would be considered kisidron or not kisidron. Machlekes Rishenim. But and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when is it kisidron? Only when it's mechitoch lechitoch, when there is an addition between the cut, the incision of one une and the incision of the other une. Now this is the Una Aruchavov. This is the Une Emtzois. Now this is the incision, the cut. So if this will be attached, will adhere to fibrous tissue, to this cut, you see, to this incision, then it will be kisidron, according to the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. But if it will be midav al gav, or mechituch al gav, then it's shaloi kisidron. Then it's shaloi kisidron. So, ve'omar Rabbi, hanetar teune v'sricha la'adode les lamdike, ve'lo yamaron elo shaloi kisidron. Avol kisidron, hainar misai. But if it is kisidron, if it will be, let's say, an adhesion between the Una Aruchavovo and the Una Emtzois, Mechitoch lechituch, so then it's Hainer Messiah, that's a natural thing, that's a natural situation. Let's see the Rashi. Alright. Let's let the Kusim. Shesirche zu machmas nekevivo. That's the Rashi, what the Rashi says. That the Sirche is strange because it's indicative of a past nekev. Shemitech shorei yesheyeves, kol mine mashke, vehamashke nase ov b'seicho, v'yeitzi me'ap v'yadarech hanekev nikpa. In other words, how did this fibrous tissue develop and attach the two unes? How did it happen? The answer is, in that une there must have been a naked. And then the lobe of the lung absorbs a lot of moisture. So it was filled up with moisture, so then it comes out, that moisture comes out through the naked, and then it develops into a krum, into a tissue.
And then it becomes connected, adhered to the other one, to the other one. So in other words, it happened as a result of a negative. Teisa says, no, not that this happens as a result of a negative. This happens without the negative. But this is destined to break away from the other, then a negative will be formed. So since it's destined to result in a negative, it's already trained. But Rashi says it's indicative of a past negative. So the nikve nasekrum kach motos b'chivus agim ve'avav pishu seisem anekev ve'meitzir ruach. But then you'll say, but what do we care? After all, truth there was a nekev, but the tissue developed, fibrous tissue developed, so that blocks the nekev. So the male age should be alive. So the answer is, if there is a nekev in the reye, and then there was scar tissue was formed over it, so it doesn't change the situation. It still remains straight. But what about Bishop says, Maneke we made Zeruach, who are moron, Krum Sholomach was Maka Berei, in a Krum, she said for Lissos. So, when is it, Tafke Sholoi Kisipo? Ken Shtai Mach it say neis, Nibiku Bissirche Mimal Yem Tzoyis, Oy Mitachteo. So in other words, so when Rashi wants to give an example, of a sirche shaloi kisidron, so he mentions the example, the shtayim achitzeneis, if the une hamispatzeles became attached and adhered to the une haruchavov, not the two unes, the addition is not between the two unes that are adjacent to each other, because then it would be kisidron. That's why Rashi has to mention example of a sirche between the una arucha vovo and the una mispatzeles, not an example of a sirche between the una arucha vovo and the una mtsois, or between the una mispatzeles and the una mtsois, because then it would be kisidron. Because you see, you have the una arucha vovo and you have the mtsois, and then you have the una mispatzeles. So according to Rashi, when it would be shaloi kisidron, if the sirche is between, if there is an attachment between two lobes that are not adjacent to each other, because the Uno Emtzois intervenes between the Uno Aruchavovo and the Uno Amispatzeles. Masha'inkin, if the Silche is between two lobes that are adjacent to each other, so then it's Kisidron. It doesn't make any difference how the attachment is, whether the attachment is Michitoch Lichitoch, Migav Ligav, Michitoch Ligav. It doesn't mechud ligav, mechud lechud. It doesn't make any difference. According to Rashi, as long as the attachment is between two lobes that are adjacent to each other, then it's considered kisidron. And when is it not kisidron? When the attachment is between the two unes achitzenis, between the two unes achitzenis. All right, but most rishonim achilik, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like that rishonim, that there could be a nune shaloi kisidron even if the adhesion, the sirche, is between the two that are close to each other. Oh, let's see the Rashi. Shaloi kisidron ki shtayim achitzenis nidu ko bisirche mimal em tzoyis em tachteo. But if it's kisidron, hayne ribusaye zu miginu al zu vihadro bori mitech shesheich vizu al zu einu mispartis vakum heilich vichozok. אבל כשהן שלוי כסידרון, זו הלכס לכאן, וזו הלכס לכאן, ועקום מספרי כבניסטר. ועקום מספרי כבניסטר. Now, Tesis will discuss, according to Rashi, that a sirche is indicative of a past nekev, so why should a sirche כסידרון be kashero? If it is indicative of a future nekev, so then we say, if it's כסידרון, it's not destined to form a nekev. Only when שלוי כסידרון. But according to Rashi, so every sirche is an indication that the nekev already occurred. So what if it's kisidron? So he says, Rashi says, it's maybe if it's kisidron. But krum sholo machmas mako, any krum. The answer is, the reason as to why you say krum sholo machmas mako is any krum, because it's not destined to remain there permanently. Masha'inkein, if the sirche is kisidron, true, that there was a nekev already in the law. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any addition between the une aruchavovo and the une mtsois. But since the two are adjacent to each other, so that
that tissue, that fibrous tissue that adheres the tool, is not destined to break away. So Mimele, we don't apply the aloche of Krum Sholo Machmas Mako in a group. That's what we have to say contrast. שמתייך ששייך ויס, זו על זו עם מספרקיס, והקחו מלך וחוזוק, אבל כשאין שלא יכי סידרון, זו ילכס לכאן וזו ילכס לכאן, והקחו מספר יוניסטר, וכן הלוכה, דלקה מנדיפוליק עלי, והוא נעשו חו באומו, ויעץ לו, מה יסה בו להיות אם ישואלתי? Now suppose there is an addition between the אומה and the נונה, and it's כסידרון. Now, here we have on the left side, so that's the אומה הסמוליס, and then we have Number four, Una Mishucha Kechetz. And then we have number three, Una Lienu. So in other words, you have two Unes that are adjacent to each other. The Una Mishucha Kechetz and the Una Lienu. And then at the bottom you have the Umi. Now, what is, which Une is adjacent to the Umi? Hasmolis. The Una Mishucha Kechetz. is adjacent to the Uma Hasmolis. Suppose there will be an adhesion, there will be an attachment through fibrous tissue between the Uma Hasmolis and the Uma Mishucha Kechetz. Kisidro. Is it Kshero or not Kshero? So there is a Machlokes Kshero. Some say that's Kshero. That's the Shita of Rashi's Rabbi, and Rashi agrees with it. He said that the same halacha that the Gemara mentions connection with two Unes Kisidron, so it's not Reifo, so it should apply to an adhesion between the Ume and the Nunet Kisidron. Because as far as the Gemara is concerned, the name Ume is not even mentioned. This is arbitrary, it's an artificial name, Ume. But actually, Alpidin, the Ume is also a Nune. It's a bigger one. V'nechneidas ha-sheitim, she-tirim lo-zeh ume, v'lo-zeh ume. He doesn't mean when he says, in Sefer HaPar de Sheitim, he doesn't mean sheitim fools, but sheitim really means someone who is irregular. I mean, who is strange. That's it. V'nechneidas ha-sheitim, those who apply an irregular approach, and they call one ume and one une, but it's the same thing, in final analysis. So, memele, if there is an addition between the Ume and the Una Mishucha Kechetz, Kisidron, so then it's Kshero. But then other Kshenim say no. When do we say that Kisidron is Kshero only if the Tzirche is between one Une and another? But if the Tzirche is between an Ume and an Une, even if it's Kisidron, let's say it will be between the Ume and the Una Mishucha Kechetz, even though it's Kisidron, so then it's Kshero. So then he mentions two shittes. V'chin al ose. V'yune asruche v'ume, v'yetzlo, ma'yse bol yodim shahol te'espir rabin yakil barabi, yoko, barab yoko, barab yoko, v'yitiro li lechem. V'yeshe is, in other words, the machlekes is, if it's kisidron, if it's shaloi kisidron, then certainly it's reife. Because even by unes shaloi kisidron is reife. Alachas kamo v'chamo, by unes, let's say if there will be a sirche between the Uma Asmolis and the Uno Elieno, then it'll certainly be Shaloi Kisidron, then of course it's Treif. But suppose there is Kisidron between the Uma Asmolis and the Uno Mishur Kechetz. Alright. V'yishayisri, v'yuhu amali, taimi mitamon, ho yishri meimrim, hari nekev yesh, v'lemotzone shehu tara lebune, kidom arobi, avol Kisidron, haim dar yusayi, avol Uma loy koma, V'taymi d'une mishum she'en di mimeitzer achozim. So in other words, the Gemara only applies it, so the Esrim, they hold that al-pidin there is a difference between Ume and Dune. It's not arbitrary, it's not a question of semantics, of using one word, one appellation in regard to a larger lobe, and another appellation in regard to a smaller lobe. Al-pidin there is a difference between the Ume and Dune, and that's the reason as to why all Rishenim use a different name in respect to the main lobe than they use in respect to the smaller lobes, he says. But then you'll ask, so what's the difference? Alpisvore. V'taymi d'une mishim she'en di mitzer achoze in the chest, u'mischamnis, v'hat reboi, because there is a lot of warmth. So memele it's cured. V'teida ha'shaybereya asmucha l'idei v'mbune k'sheiro, u'vum et reife, k'nilkamo. That's Rashi. Vita Meiri loy matzi, Vita Meiri, And what's the Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Rabbi Yochea, who says that a sircha between a numa and a numa kisidron is also ksheiro? The term umme doesn't even appear in the Gemara. And the reason is why une kisidron, so a sircha in the une kisidron is not re, is has nothing to do with the warmth in the chest. The becholoreya amon liyom to lishalat ba'avir. Virobe pire shtaimei mishum dehainer rebuse kleima kachin daily zuimzu. They are adjacent to each other, so mele they are not going to be detached from each other, since it's adjacent one to the other. So this addition is not going to be torn up. It's not going to open, because that's the natural position to be situated one next to the other. Hilkach loishne une loishne ume. So what difference does it make whether the addition is between the une aliena and the une mishor techetz, or the addition is between the une mishor techetz and the ume asmolis? They are close to each other, and they adjoin each other. So mele they are not destined to be misparik from each other. So, Hilkach, v'rov l'nokatune mishum dikamil sedei erlon, nishaloi kesidron treife, v'avok am diave srich ha'yune b'deif ma'vekshere, k'nam din alikamon, ashmin rov edosom ha'yetayim lichim shachol tzari, sheikh v'stomi ditzladeif, v'mispar kis menezu mezu, avo shaloi kesidron mispar kesein, shar yimco yis mfakoson, v'lo yitei medeich ha'deif ma'amidon, shaloi mispar kesu mezu, avo bune v'ume, shaloi kesidron lo yitzlich on loroi. So then he asks, so why doesn't Rov tell us l'gabid umen dune? So he says, the main chidesh of Rove is that if it's a loike sidron, so even in the une, it's straight. But if it's a loike sidron between the une and the une, then it doesn't even have to be mentioned, it goes without saying. But one could argue that where the addition is between two unes, even if it's a loike sidron, it shouldn't be straight. So Kamash Malon, that if the addition is between two unes, it's a loike sidron, it's also straight. So that Gemara discusses later. That's the rose lobe. Now, the Nusa Divrode, that's the one in the middle. The one in the middle. That's called, because it looks like a rose. The Nusa Divrode, you see where you have that black thing? So that's the Nusa Divrode, in the middle. That's really in the center. Between, it's really between the two umes. So, the Nusa Divrode, Kolecha, the Sapre Treife, the Chulali Gabodi, don't show like a Nino. So Rashi says, suppose there is an addition between Nusa Divrode, this rose like lobe, and one of the lobes on the right side, or the lobes of the left side, so it's right. Because when the rose lobe is attached to another lobe, then it's always shaloi kesidron. Because, you see, when it can be kesidron, when the two are situated mamish together, you know, together, let's say, the una lieno and the una mishor techetz, mashayinki in the rose lobe, so that's in the center. So they're not situated together, adjacent to one another. True, it touches other lobes, but it's always shaloi kesidron, no matter with to which lobe it is attached, it is always shaloi kesidron, and it's late. Okay.